Hey, praia.
I'm sick of everyone saying this is bedroom lah, that one kitchen lah. Walao eh, of course this is bedroom lah. So I want to change something. This is your kitchen. This is your storeroom. This is your master room. Welcome to your kitchen. Welcome to my storeroom. You can put a lot of things here. You can put a bed here and cook here at the same time. I'm using the same fridge. Liber. $8,000.
Like my home.
Now it's an easy thing. This kind of...
Sky at Holland by CapitaLand, UOL, Singapore Land, and King Leong. 666 units, TOP 2029. I got people ask me, the number of units seems very
inauspicious leh.
Can buy or not? Because 6666 stands for the number of beasts.
Simi beasts.
Representing the antichrist or a symbol of ultimate human imperfection. Rebellion against God. Ho ho ho. But on the bright side, it comes with 671 car park lots leh. It's so rare nowadays. And because you got so many car park lots I welcome all the Novo Place people. Novo stands for No Vehicle Oasis EC people They are EC, only got 50% car park lots, so they can park here Wow, 8,000 people in 3 days eh. Why so kiasu? Go the following week lah. This also shows you, Singaporean got nothing, only got money.
Wow, you see. Singaporean rich eh, since when before?
Now let's recap how much developer bought the land for. Developer got this Holland V GLS in May 2024. When I saw that they got it at 1,285 per square feet, it's like,
Zun bo!
This is not OCR eh. Your Lentor Modern, which is just TOP, the land is 1,200 per square feet, if I'm not wrong. Sky is not OCR. It's not even City Fringe. This is core region, my dear friends. And I'm not surprised that agents will say, buy CCR condo at RCR price.
Very cute lah.
There are three bidders. Hong Leong, who is the second bidder, got it at 1,221 per square feet per plot ratio. That means they only got it 5.25% higher than second bidder. It's good lah. Anything less than 10% means competitive. Because there are some cases where developer overpay the land by like 20%, 22%. Then in the end how? They sell you at a higher price because you look like
an ahai.
If you know, you know lah. I will review this few projects next year. At 1,285 per square feet per plot ratio, how much will developer sell their 3 bedrooms average price at? Putting all the filler fees plus with their 15% profit margin, they should be selling at around 2,400 per square feet.
Hello!
This is core region eh. Where got 2,400? Less than 3,000 happy already lor. Let's remind ourselves, developer bought the land cheap. We have a small chance that they are good people, then they can launch at a good price. So in the end, they make money, they happy. You as buyer, you make money later, you happy. Bankers happy, law firms happy. This is such a happy business. Everyone happy. On the other hand, if land price is high, developers still want to make their profit, sell to you as high. Developer will be happy, bankers will be happy, law firm show happy, but in the end, you sad because you are an ahai. This is your location for Sky. Beside is your One Holland Villa. Because of this project, I love Far East, how they manage the shops, how they manage all the bonbon ping everywhere. And even on Mondays, they get people to sing song, they got hawker center. Most importantly, from here, you just need to walk 300 meters to your Holland V MRT station. So from here, you need to take like 35 minutes to my favorite 10N shopping mall.
Come on lah.
You buy core region, you take MRT.
Boo boo boo.
We drive lah. Which just takes you 11 minutes to my favorite 10N shopping mall. Take MRT Boo. Now let's look at side plan. People say this looks like a gun lah.
Piang piang piang.
And there's two blocks, swimming pool and...
Where's my tennis court?
And take note of these few stacks Stack 4 to stack 8 is the best stacks because it has northwest facing. That means you will kena half west sun. So half of you will be white, the other part black lah. Now let's look at unit mix. They don't have one bedder, they only have 2 bed, 1 bath, 2 2 and 2 plus study. That consists 55.6% of the entire project. And the rest, 3, 4, 5 bedder, 44.5% for Unstay. That means this can be family based project. Not like your neighbor, the one beside you. Allah. mah, that one.
Oh.
That one, no family stay one lah. All like tenanted one. Now is the interesting part. I'll go through all the floor plans with developers, indicative price, and my average price per square feet. Take note, this is a 40-story building. So my average price is on the 20 or 21st floor lah. 2-bed, 1-bath, 581 square feet.
2-bed.
等一下。
Walao eh, simi sai, this channel, no one buy 2-bed 1-bath lah. If you buy, please invite me. I'll be the first one to go to your only toilet to bake cake. Aircon ledge, non-strata. Means this project is harmonized. Harmonized means your aircon ledge is not calculated into the built-in area. Starting from 1.51 million, my average 1.67 million, 2,870 per square feet. Let's go for a better layout. 22,678 square feet. Aha, at least this one got two toilets. Starting from 1.76 million, my average 1.96 million, 2,890 per square feet. Take note of the average price. Because this is a very tall building, so the mid-floor is like 20 floor not like your Faber Resi, 2 level only. 2 plus study, 732 square feet. Starting from 1.93 million, my average 2.15 million, 2,940 per square feet. Let's go for something you can stay la. 3 bed, 2 bath, 915 square feet. Look at the room size, queen, queen, king, 2 toilet, enclosed kitchen that you can walk hey. Starting from 2.4 million, average 2.65 million, 2,900 per square feet. This is harmonized. So if you want to go back to your old calculation, just minus 5% from the per square feet. Let me do for you Which means you are getting 2,755 per square feet as the old calculation. Huh? Eric, why Then you need to watch all my videos and thank you for watching all the ads. 3 bed, 3 bath, 1076 square feet. Queen, queen, king, 3 toilet, kitchen, yard, storeroom, and you can walk hay. Starting from 2.84 million, average 3.12 million, 2,900 per square feet. Likewise, you want to convert back to the old calculation, just minus 5%. And if you want to convert back to the old calculation, the size, just add 5%. The next floor plan is for Big Hua Kui. 4 bed, 3 bath, 1238 square feet. Starting from 3.34 million, my average 3.65 million, 2,950 per square feet. Huh? You still got more budget lah. Power. Then let's upgrade you to a bigger Hua Kui. You can go for one more toilet. 4 bed, 4 bath, 1464 square feet. Landscape living room. Queen, queen, king, king. Private leave some more. Confirm can walk hey. Starting from 4.05 million. Average 4.4 million. 3,000 per square feet. The last one is for ultimate Hua Kui. 5 bed, 4 bath, 1765 square feet. Starting from 4.89 million. Average 5.32 million. 3,000 per square feet. Sometimes people ask me, who will buy 5-bedder? You can buy landed already. In District 15, you remember those EOK, Tembusu Grand, their 5-bedroom is about 4 million. And at 4 million price range, they can still get a landed property, but with ghosts. Very run down lah. In this area, with this price, can you still get a lender? No? You want to know what type of lender you can buy at this price? Recently, March 2025, District 10, freehold this size. Before you make a guess, I show you the condition first. It looks like this. It is sold for 5.93 million. I found one more. August 2025, District 10. Freehold this land size. Show you condition. Looks like that. And it sold for 6.15 million. In this area, you can't even find one that has ghosts because ghosts don't even want to stay in the lander because don't have such price. This is the reason why people buy brand new 5-bedroom new launch. Now let's talk about schools because schools is very important for your resale value.
Come on lah.
You buy core. Oh, you rich already lah. Your kids don't even need to study, man. But if you want school, don't worry. You can just co-build a school with all the buyers of Sky. Next is the very important part of the video. Is to know whether the launch pricing of Sky is
good or disgusting.
So the only way is to compare with these two projects that I have in mind. The first one is your neighbor. This guy, your neighbor, I referring to this. 1 Holland V Resi. 1 Holland V apartment, never update, should be 1-2 years old. 296 unit. Actually, you think about it, 296 is quite decent, but I found out 1 beta 62 units, 2 beta 124, 3 beta only 62, then the rest, you see, very weird one. And this 21 units all 2 beta, and I calculated there are 3 and 4 beta, only consists about 29 to 30% of the entire project. That means 70% is 1 and 2 beta. That's why I say this type of project is investment based. So it's not a very good comparison. But never mind, let's look at the transaction.
Huh?
No recent transaction. How can it be? They launched back in 2019, 6 years already. How can it be there's no recent transaction? And the most recent transaction was Feb 2025, level 25, a very big 3 beta. retailer sold at this per square feet $4.68 million. Now let's hope this person make money. This seller bought in 2023, sold in 2025, got SSD. Why sell so fast?
Why so desperate?
Made $490,000. Now I know why the seller sold at this per square feet already. Because it's a high price eh. So if you convert back to the harmonized it's plus 5% eh. At 3,970 per square feet eh. This makes Sky
super undervalue eh.
Quah quah quah. Now I understand why the seller sell even with SSD lah. He take and run lah. Since got people high buy lah, buy sell lah. That means he is the most successful investor of one Holland V Resi eh. The other 295 units still haven't sell yet. Ay. Yo, 可怜啊 and the buyer of this kind of price $4.68 million, ayo, tons of things to buy by anyhow buy. Far East got it at 1,888 per square feet eh. Back in 2018. That's why they sell at this kind of price lah. To be fair to Sky, it's not a very good comparison. Although it's side by side, but the unit mix and the project type is investment based. In Holland area, there isn't any good condos for me to compare. So I only compare big to big, small to small ma. So the only one that is fairer is Dilliden, which is one station away. Sky is here. The next one I'm going to use is Dilliden over here, which is just one MRT station away lah. Farrer Road MRT. Dilliden, leasehold, 11 years old now, 1,700 units. I treat these two projects about the same. They are both core. They are both got MRT. Dilliden got 1 kilometer to a Nanyang Primary, good school, and no shopping mall. So one got mall, one no mall, one got school, one no school lah. Wow. Look at the transactions. Of course lah, mega project ma. This is the top 3 biggest project in Singapore. Now let's look at their 3 bedroom. Now let's see whether they gonna make money or not. 382 profitable, 14 unprofitable. Quah, quah, quah. 4 bedder hold for 14 years, 289,000. This one is like 10 bedder hold for 9 years, 31,000. This one where got profit? This one maybe 17 bedder hold for 9 years, 1.34 million. This one good. 4 bedder 12 years, 1.33 million. So some make about 100 per year lah. How about the negative one? 2 bedder 7 years, lose 2 hands. 1 beta 9 years lose 1 leg, 1 beta 10 years go home your cat slap you. The rest is like that. Now let's look at the market value of their 3 bedrooms. This is a bigger 3 beta 1009, this is a 3 beta 2001, 3 beta 2001, don't know how many beta 2000. So average let's use 2001 per square feet for a 11 year old core region condo. So now let's do the math together. If Sky is going to complete in 2029, the leader will be 15 years old. So per year $50 per square feet ma. So 15 times 50 should be about $750 per square feet gap. That means Sky should be selling 2001 plus 750. That works out to be 2850 per square feet. And to remind you, Dilliden is an old calculation which is pre-harmonized. So at pre-harmonized 2850, you convert back to harmonized, you add another 5% to your 2,850. And that will give you about 3,000 per square feet. Oh. By now, you should know whether Sky prices is good or disgusting. Now let's summarize. Of course, I like the location. I just moved from Holland to this new house. And I always go Holland. There got everything, man. There got your Ding Tai Fung, your toast box, got your clay pot chicken, which go and try, very good. And there's Jia Li Yu Tang just beside your one Holland V. You have your Kopitiam, and you have your market, and you have your MRT. You have your banks, got clinics, got medical center, everything is there lah. The only downside is don't have school. So for that, I'm giving 8. Launch pricing. If developer is going to stick to their indicative price and based on my average price, I'll be giving 7. Exit strategy. Previously, when people ask me, Eric, what do you think about Holland V? I got nothing for you to buy. In the entire Holland V, there isn't a proper condo. The rest are all the small boutique projects. Ma. If you talk about Holland V itself, you got no competition. This is the only proper project that people will buy and with resale value next time. So for that, I'm giving 6. Overall service score, 7 stars. Now let's have some fun. What will be the estimated sold on launch day? I'll be guessing 75% and my wife, 70%. This is my company's number, 8606-0670. For those people who are not ready, don't worry. I am still waiting for this project, which I have been saying for the past 10 months. If you don't want to miss out, remember to subscribe and I'll see you in the next video.